I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Wave Media. Here's your Eastern Sierra News. Well, Northern Inyo Healthcare District Board of Directors Finance Committee will be on May 12th at 8 a.m. They'll also be having a Board of Directors Governance Committee meeting on May 12th at 2 p.m., followed by a Board of Directors Quality Committee meeting on May 12th at 3 p.m. More of the information on this can be found on our website at sierrawave.net. On May 12, 2026, at 4:30 p.m., the Southern Inyo Healthcare District Board of Directors will hold a regular meeting at 501 East Locust Street in Lone Pine. Teleconference number will be available, and the agenda is on the website, sihd.org. Inyo County Board of Education, on Thursday, May 14th, at 3:30 p.m., will have a regular meeting. It'll be taking place at Saracoso Community College, 4090 West Line Street in Bishop. Manzanar Pavement Project to begin construction. Here's what you need to know. The Manzanar Pavement Project will go into construction on Monday, May 11th. That's today. In and around the town of Independence, and drivers can't expect delays. Construction on the $57.1 million Manzanar Pavement Project will commence today in and around the town of Independence. This project will repave 44 lane miles of pavement on US 395 from approximately 2.5 miles south of the Manzanar National Historic Site Visitor Center through the town of Independence to 0.3 miles north of Fish Hatchery Road near the Fort Independence Reservation. Other features of the project will include a pedestrian-activated rectangular rapid flashing beacon with a mast arm at Market Street, pedestrian sidewalk bulb outs at various locations within Independence, and new traffic signs. For more information about this project, visit Caltrans District 9 projects at the Manzanar Pavement Caltrans. This project is tentatively scheduled to finish in March of 2027. The impacts? Well, one lane on US 395 and Independence will be closed in both directions during construction. Northbound traffic will shift to the Ensign southbound lane and 2 miles south of the Manzanar National Historic Site using a temporary crossover beginning Monday, May 18th. Speed limit will be reduced to 55 miles per hour outside of Independence and 25 miles per hour within town. More on this is online at sierrawave.net. Well, Senator Maria Alvarado Gill announced that SB 1084, the Fire Safe Home Tax Credit Act, advanced unanimously out of the Senate Revenue and Taxation Committee. The SB 1084 is a cornerstone of the Wildfire Risk Reduction and Insurance Affordability Bill package that delivers a practical, fiscally responsible tool to protect lives, homes, and entire communities from the growing threat of wildfires, especially in rural Senate District 4. More on this can be found on our website at sierrawave.net. Well, Titus Canyon Road, one of Death Valley National Park's most popular backcountry drives, has reopened after an initial phase of flood repairs. The road will close again in October for additional work, including improvement to reduce damage from future flash floods. We are thrilled to temporarily restore public access to this special place, said Mike Reynolds, Park Superintendent. Drive through Titus Canyon is an amazing experience. You see expansive views at Red Pass, petroglyphs at Clear Spring, mining history at Leadfield Ghost Town, and drive through a slot canyon only 20 feet wide. Titus Canyon Road has been closed since it was heavily damaged by the flash flood in August of 2022. National Park Service crews recently moved boulders, filled in drop-offs, and graded the roadway. Beginning in October, contractors will widen an eroding section of the road near Red Pass, stabilizing rock walls and installing drainage features. Know before you go, though, high-clearance four-wheel drive vehicle is recommended as a 27-mile one-way road begins west of Beatty, Nevada on Nevada 374. Allow 2 to 3 hours for the drive. Do not enter Titus Canyon if rain is forecasted due to flash flood. Bring water and supplies. No cellular signal is available. Intermittently, closures may happen to prepare for continued construction. Full closure scheduled from October 1st, 2026 to at least April 30th of 2027 for additional repairs. Representative Kiley issued the following statement following the Virginia Supreme Court's decision invalidating the newly gerrymandering congressional map I am glad Virginia will continue to have fair district lines, just as I applauded the decision by Indiana Republicans not to undertake a mid-decade gerrymander. No one is winning the districting war. Our democracy is losing. We need independent redistricting and fair representation in every state. Kylie has introduced H.R. 4889 to prohibit mid-decade redistricting. The measure is co-sponsored by Representative Jen Kiggins, Representative Virginia, Representative Jim Baird, Republican of Indiana, and the policy was recently endorsed by House Democrat leader Hakeem Jeffries. Polling shows voters favor the bill with the margin of 3-1. I'm Jason Brown bringing the news. For more news, always go to sierrawave.net or follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Sierra Wave Media. We're also on that thing called X.com. Remember, since 1996, for 30 years now, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. Thanks for listening.